This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, Amazon is expected to do something unusual: raise prices instead of cutting them. New memberships for its Amazon Prime service will go from $79 to $99 a year. Prime customers use it for a break on shipping and for watching Amazon's video content. Will the hike hurt the company's bottom line, though? Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
In a survey, about 40% of Amazon Prime customers told consumer intelligence research partners that, yeah, they might ditch the service if the price went up 20 bucks. Josh Levitz, who runs the research group, doesn't believe them. He says Prime is still a good deal. Free shipping plus the video streaming and word of more to come, like maybe free streaming music.
In fact, we think that when people make the $99 commitment to Amazon Prime, they're probably going to become even better Amazon customers, because they want to get their money's worth out of the shipping.
Which could be the real problem for Amazon. That's how Colin Gillis at BGC Partners sees it. He points out that Amazon already loses billions of dollars a year on shipping, and those losses are growing fast.
If you look at their shipping losses, it's about 4.7% of total revenue. And that's about the margin that a decent retailer makes.
Worst case, Amazon becomes a big-scale version of an old joke. Oh, sure, I lose a penny on each one, but I sell a zillion of them. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.